北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
轻松英语名作欣赏，隐形人。
The Invisible Man. 1. A Mysterious Stranger.
In the darkness of a February night, a stranger dressed in a wide-brimmed hat and very long coat got off a train at Bramblehurst. It was bitterly cold, but there were no carriages. The man had to carry his suitcase for several hours through a snowstorm to reach the small town of Iping. When he arrived, he went to the Coach and Horses Inn.The people in the inn saw a dark figure stumble in.
I want a room and a fire. Quickly, please.
The stranger demanded. The owner of the inn said, I'm Mrs. Hall. Please come this way. The woman showed the stranger to his room. She left and soon returned with some food. The room was very warm now,But the man was still wearing his hat, coat, and gloves. I can take your coat for you, Mrs. Hall said.
No,
snapped the stranger. All right, said the woman as she left the room. In the kitchen, Mrs. Hall realized she had forgotten the mustard, so she took it up to the man. She knocked on the door and opened it.She stood in the doorway, stunned. The strange man had large, bulky bandages around his head. All she could see were his blue glasses, a shiny pink nose, and some hair poking through the bandages.
I will take your things now, sir, she stammered.
Leave the hat,
he demanded.Mrs. Hall noticed that the stranger was still wearing his gloves, and he was holding a napkin over his face. He was wearing a dark dressing gown, of which he had the collar turned up high. Around his neck, he had tied a scarf. Every part of his body was completely covered.
Yes, sir, said the shocked Mrs. Hall.
He must have had a terrible accident, Mrs. Hall thought. Sometime later, she returned for the tray. After eating and becoming warm, the stranger's mood had much improved, and he now said,
I left some baggage at Bramblehurst Station, Mrs. Hall. Is there some way to bring it here?
The roads are bad tonight, so my husband will get it for you in the morning. It is too easy to have an accident in all this snow, she replied.
Yes, an accident. I too had an accident.
What kind of accident? Mrs. Hall started to ask.
Never mind about that,
said the stranger.
You only need to know that I am a scientist, and all of my equipment is in my bags.I need them all as soon as possible. I'm working on a very important experiment.
Mrs. Hall left and thought, He is a mysterious man. She quickly returned to the bar to tell her customers about the mysterious man. One customer, Teddy Henfrey, said,
Ha! I bet he's hiding from the police. He hasn't had any accident.
Who's hiding from the police?
Said a voice behind them. It was Mr. Hall.
A stranger who just arrived tonight. He has bags at the station. You should take a good look at them in the morning.
Warned Teddy.
Cut it out now, all of you, snapped Mrs. Hall. You'll all mind your own business.
But Mrs. Hall was very suspicious of the stranger. The next morning, Mr. Hall brought the mysterious man's luggage to the inn.
Good grief! Exclaimed Mrs. Hall. How many boxes and bags does he have?
The stranger came out and started to help unload the cart. At that moment, a dog came growling at the strange man and then bit his leg. Looking at his torn clothes, the man quickly went back to his room.
I'll go and see if he is all right,
Mr. Hall said. He went in and found the man's door open. He was about to speak when he saw the most startling thing. The man's coat arm was waving around in the air, but there was no hand. Suddenly, Mr. Hall felt himself being violently pushed out of the room. Then there was a loud bang. The door slammed shut. Mr. Hall was confused.
Did I see what I think I saw?
He asked himself. By now, a small crowd had gathered, and everyone was talking about the dog attack.
He needs to have the bite looked at,
said someone in the crowd.
Well, I didn't see any blood,
said another. The stranger now reappeared wearing new clothes.
Are you hurt, sir? Asked Mrs. Hall.
Not at all,
he replied. Eventually, all of the man's luggage was taken to his room. He quickly unpacked his equipment and started to work. He worked all morning, and at lunchtime Mrs. Hall brought him his lunch. She knocked on the door, but he didn't answer, so she just went in. However, he wasn't wearing his glasses, and his eye sockets were empty.
My lord! She gasped.
The man, hearing her gasp, quickly put on his glasses.
You shouldn't come in without knocking,
he said angrily.
But I did knock, she said.
You mustn't disturb me. I have to concentrate.
Very well, sir,
Mrs. Hall replied.
There is a lock on the door. I suggest you use it.
Then Mrs. Hall left. For the rest of the afternoon, the man worked silently in his room. Suddenly, however, Mrs. Hall heard the sound of smashing bottles and heavy footsteps. She quickly went upstairs. She was too afraid to knock, so she just listened.
This is impossible,
she heard the man say.
I will never finish this experiment like this. It will take forever. I don't have the patience.
For a number of weeks, the stranger worked in his room. He was usually quiet, but there was the occasional tantrum when he smashed furniture and his equipment. Rarely, he took walks in the early evening. He always kept himself covered and ignored the friendly gestures from the village people. Mr. Hall proposed that they get rid of the stranger, but Mrs. Hall said,
"He always pays his bills plus extra. We cannot be picky when we have so many empty rooms."
The stranger was a very common topic of conversation among the village people. Many believed Teddy Henfrey's story that the man was running from the law. One man was particularly curious about the stranger. He was the village doctor, John Cuss. He heard all about the thousands of bottles and wanted to see them. One day, he found a good reason to visit the stranger. he would ask for a donation to the nurse's fund. Mrs. Hall took him to the stranger's room. Dr. Cuss knocked and entered the room. Meanwhile, Mrs. Hall waited outside. About 10 minutes later, there was a loud sound of stomping, some laughter, and then the door was quickly flung open. Dr. Cuss, with a face white with terror, went running out of the room. The eerie sound of the stranger's laughter could be heard behind him. Dr. Cuss fled from the inn and ran straight to the Reverend Bunting's home. He rushed in to see a bewildered reverend.
"I'm going crazy!"
he exclaimed.
"What are you talking about?"
asked the reverend.
"The stranger! I went to see him to ask for a donation. I went into his room and he was sitting in a chair with his hands in his pockets. I asked him, 'Are you working on a secret research project?' He just snapped at me, 'Yes, I've been working on it for years. My most important notes were written on some sheets of paper. Then some wind blew and they flew up the chimney.' He took his hands out of his pockets and pretended to grab at the flying papers. But there were no hands in his sleeves. I asked him, 'Where are your hands?' He got up and came toward me. It was so creepy. He put his face right next to mine. He lifted his arm up and I could see an empty sleeve coming toward my face. Next thing I knew, it felt like a finger and a thumb had pinched my nose."
Now the reverend started laughing.
"Have you been drinking, Cuss?"
he asked the doctor.
"No, no, you must believe me. I even swung my arm to hit his empty sleeve. It felt like I was hitting an arm. I'm telling you the truth. He was just like a ghost."